Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Ayin Gimel 373, as we are in mitzvah number 6 out of 10 relating to a nazir. The first five mitzvahs were related to the wine-related inyanim of nazirus, and now we have a couple of mitzvahs related to hair-related inyanim. There's a losaseh and an aseh. Today's the losaseh, shalei galech, a nazir sairo koyim in Israel. He cannot cut his hair, get a haircut, even take out one hair from his head during his time of Naziris. Says the Torah, again in Parshas Naso, in Perek Vav, Kol Yimei Neder Nizro, Ta'ar Lo Ya'avar Al Rosho. All the days of his Naziris, Ta'ar, a razor, shall not pass over his head. An Malos Hayamim Asher Yazir Lashem Kadoshi Yeh, until the days are completed, he shall be holy, or it shall be holy, the hair. Gadel Per, that's what we'll talk about in the next time when we talk about what to do with the hair. Gadel Pera Sa'ar Rosho. He shall grow his hair. That is the Issa D'Oraisa of a Nazir having to grow one's hair and not being able to cut it. It's interesting that the Lashon here is Gadel Pera Sa'ar Rosho, and one shouldn't have a Ta'ar over his head. If you look, interestingly, in the end of Meseches Nazir, all the way at the end of Meseches Nazir, there is a machlokes whether Shmuel was a Nazir or not. Shimshon was a Nazir. That's explicitly. Was Shmuel a Nazir? Not 100% clear. Doesn't sound. Is that explicit? Or is it? That's the last Mishnah in Nazir, Daf Samach Vav. Nazir Haya Shmuel, Kedivre Reb Nehorai. Reb Nehorai says he was a Nazir. Shene Emar, Umore Lo Ya'ale Al Rosho. It says Mora does not go on his head, Venemra Bishimshon Umore. And by Shimshon also says Mora, Venemra Bishmuel Umore, Ma Mora Amur Bishimshon Nazir, Mora Amur Bishmuel Nazir. That's Rabbi Nohoroi Shita. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Vahalo Ein Mora Elishal Basar Vadam. No, Mora means he wasn't fearful. Mora Lo Yal, he wasn't fearful of anyone. Amar Leib, Reb Noreva, look for an Amar, V'yamar Shmuel. Shmuel was fearful of Shaul. So that's a machloket, interesting, but it's about Mora Lo Ya'avar Al Rosha. That's a machloket, whether Shmuel was a Nazir. But it's similar to the pasuk here, that today's mitzvah is based on Ta'ar Lo Ya'avar Al Rosha. A razor should not pass over his head. So this is the Issa D'Oraisa, and let's get into some of the details. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shlei Galech HaNazir Sa'aro Kol Yimei Naziruso. As long as one is a Nazir, one is not allowed to cut his hair. Shneamar Gadeh. If you remember, we spoke about a couple of days ago when we spoke about the specific types of Nazirus, a Nazir Shimshon, a Nazir Olam. But those have special halachos related to when is one allowed to get a haircut there, if ever. But on a regular Nazir, a Stam Nazir, one is not allowed to get a haircut, with one or two exceptions that we will go into. But generally, he's not allowed to. Mishoshi HaMitzvah Kasafti Lamala Asei Dalet, which is the next mitzvah, really, Shin Ayin Dalet. What's the shorish, the hashkafa behind the mitzvah? So let's mention a little bit of this now, but the major discussion of this is in the next mitzvah, as you see in Shin Ayin Dalet. The Svarno just has in one line. We can understand staying away from Tumah could bring somebody close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Staying away from wine. What about hair? What is it about hair? Hair symbolizes, in halachic terms, gashmias. My focusing on my physical looks, my physical well-being, not my physical well-being, my physical look, my outside chitzonius look, says the Svarno. Tavo Yavar Arosho, Ubaze Yashlich Achare Gavo Kol Machsheves Yofi. By doing this, by not taking care of your hair, or by letting it grow wild, not focusing on it, so that will make me throw away all machshavas of beauty and tikkun seyar, as Chazal even faulted Yosef HaTzadik a little bit. In last week's parsha, Misal Sel Basairo, he was focused a little much on his hair, and what happened right after that? Chazal say, that's why in the Torah, juxtaposed right after that is the story of Eishes Potiphar. You're focusing on your hair, you know, that's inappropriate for Yosef HaTzadik. But that is the symbol of hair, according to the Svarno. The major illustration of this, and this is quoted in the Chinuch in the next mitzvah, in Shin Ayin Dalet, is a story in Nazir Dav Dalet Amabes. There the Gemara says, Amar Shimon HaTzadik, Mi Yom Mai Lo Achalti Ashem Nazir Tamei. I never ate the karbanos of a Nazir. We will learn that after a Nazir, whether he becomes Tamei or even when he finishes the Naziris, he has to bring a set of karbanos. So Shimon HaTzadik says, I was never happy with any Nazir. Meaning I never thought it was a good idea. I never thought that being a Nazir is positive, which Beth Hashem will talk about in the coming days also. Is a Nazir something that we should aspire to be? or something that we should try not to be. It's a major machlokas. We'll see Rambam in the Ramban. But says the Shimon HaTzadik, I was never happy when I saw a Nazir, chutz me adam echad, shaboy lai min adarom, except for one guy, boy lai min adarom, one man that came from the south, yafa inayim v'tov roi, he was a very handsome guy, v'kvutzosav, seduros lo taltalim, his locks, he had beautiful locks. Right, his hair was gorgeous. Amarti lo b'ni, and he came to me, and he was a nazir. Ma ra'ita l'shache seir nazir. What made you become a nazir? You have gorgeous hair. What, you're giving it away to have a sheitel for somebody who's right, Rachmana Litzlan, who's losing the hair from Oso Machla, right? So what is the I don't understand. Ma ra'ita l'shache seir. What are you doing this for? Amar li roe hayisi la'avi b'iri. I was a shepherd for my father. V'halachti, maybe it means for his father in heaven. V'halachti l'shov mayim in ha-mayan. I went to get water for my sheep from the mayan, from the well. V'nistakalti b'bibua shali. I saw my reflection in the water. U'pachaz yitzri alai. And my yitzahara started overtaking me. I started focusing on, wow, look at that gorgeous guy in the reflection. Look at me. I am there. It started overtaking me. I felt it. Ubikesh latardani min ha'olam. It wanted to remove me from the world. Meaning I was about to do things that were very inappropriate. Amarti lo, I caught hold of my Yetzirah. And I said, Reka, empty one. Because really the Yetzirah is all dimyon. It's all what we think. There's nothing real. There's no content to the Yetzirah. That's why he's called a Reka. It's called empty. Bepnei ma'ata misga'e ba'olam she'eno shelcha. Why are you raising yourself up in a world that's not really yours? You're going to go to the ground. The same Pirkei Avos. Right? So what are you getting? You're a Balgaiva. You know what your end is going to be? So he says, Ha'avoda. He swore. I am going to shave these locks to heaven. And I said, that's why I became a Nazir. Meaning, you see from the story, well, let's just finish the story, then I'll mention it. Amati, says Shimon HaTzadik, I stood up for a shaktiv al roshu, I gave him a kiss. Amati lo kamoscha yarbiu nazirim b'Yisrael. Your type of nazir, meaning using nazirus as a protection against negative forces, I feel that it's going to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's wonderful. Other types of nazirus will not be wonderful. We'll see maybe another example of a not a good type in a minute. But this is the story. But you see from there, interestingly, nazirus, on the one hand, throughout the time of nazirus, you're not allowed to cut your hair. You have to grow the hair very long. At the end of the nazirus, we're going to learn, part of the mitzvah say is to shave your head totally. Even your payas, as we'll talk about. You shave your head totally. Both of those are disgusting states. If somebody has very long hair, unkept, and somebody's totally bald, they're both not regular, appropriate, you know, how people hold themselves. So that's why this Nazir used the Nazirus in order to shave his head afterwards. Even though the message of Nazirus, as we just saw from the Sfarno, is to grow one's hair. But I think either extreme, the Mefarshim explained, either extreme is what a Nazir uses in order to use this tool to get closer to Hashem. Okay, so that's some of the Shirashim. We'll get to more of the Ashkaf in the future. Midini HaMitzvah, what are some of the halachas of this mitzvah, of the Isser D'Oraisa of a Nazir to shave? A Nazir cannot get a haircut. We'll talk about, can a Nazir brush his hair? Let's see. Midini HaMitzvah, Masha Amr Zachron Lavracha, She'echad HaMagloyach B'tar Obe Misparayim. For this Isser, it doesn't matter what you use. Use a razor, use a scissors, Ke'ein Tar, Osha Tal HaShaseya B'riyadah, or if I just rip the hair out of my head. I rip it out. It's all Asur D'Oraisa. It's not like the Isser of Hakafa, where there is specific Isurim, the type of razor you use. Right there, it has to be uprooting the root. Here, Kozman Shekatasa Meikar Loka. As long as you cut it from the bottom, what do you mean from the bottom? You get Malkus. What's the bottom? Avo Kozman Sheiniach Mimenu. Kadei Lakuf Rosho Liikaro. If a Nazir trims his hair, but he leaves enough that every hair could be folded over onto itself, he has not violated the Isser D'Oraisa. Ein Aloke, Shein Zeke Ein Tar. The Isser D'Oraisa is if I cut a hair so short, I rip it out from the bottom, or I cut it so short that I cannot fold the hair over onto itself. That is the Isser D'Oraisa, even one hair. It's not like Shabbos, we have to cut two. Now, one hair is Isser D'Oraisa for a Nazir. Have your arosho sam, Shemeshur as a Seir. What if I just use a type of cream that makes hair fall out? I don't do an act of cutting. I put a cream, behezer asairo. Ain't no locus, the Rambam holds, the Chinuch is quoting him. You don't get malchus for that, because that's not an act of removing the hair. It's more indirect. So you're not going to get malchus for that. But the mitzvah aseh, which is the next mitzvah, shinai and dalet, of a nazir growing one's hair, he will be mevatel that mitzvah by removing the hair even in this way. It's not going to get malchus, but it'll be mevatel aseh. Kamo shemar lamala, as we saw, as we'll see in the next mitzvah. The nazir shagila kol rosho. What happens if a nazir shaves his entire head without anybody talking to him in the middle? Somebody just told him before he started, if you shave your head, that's going to be an issur daraisa, and you're going to violate the issur. You give him asra, one set of malchus, because you only got one set of one hasra. But if a guy's in a haircut place cutting his hair, and the guy says, don't cut your hair, he cuts some. Don't cut your hair, he cuts some more. Don't cut your hair, he gives him asra in between each one, then he can get a separate malchus for each one, because it's a separate avera. Then hisru bo al kol seyar v'seyar, v'amru lo al tegaleach, al tegaleach. He says, don't do it! V'hu megaleach, lo kal kol achas v'achas. He gets malchus for each one. V'chein minya, so that is basic iser. Now we get into what it says in the Mishnah in Nazir. The footnote talks about, wonders why it says Masech HaShabbos here. You're right, it's quoted in Shabbos, but the Iker, the major discussion is in Nazir. Nazir chofef umafaspes avalo sorek. A Nazir is allowed to touch his hair to kind of put it in place and make it a little neat, but he cannot comb his hair in the normal way. It's just like, right, same idea we have, that all of us, we're not Nazirim. We're not allowed to brush our hair the regular, normal way on Shabbos. Why? Because every time we brush our hair, hair comes out on the brush. So on Shabbos, that's the malach of gozes, of shearing, cutting something from where it's growing, cutting fingernails and hair and wool, anything that's growing on us and that we cut, that is an Isser D'Oraisa on Shabbos. Says that the malach of gozes. So the same thing applies to a Nazir every day of the week. So he's allowed to go do very softly and, you know, just to touch it up a little bit where he might not cut any out, but hard brushing will for sure be usher. Because that is what we call psikresha, even though he doesn't have in mind to cut the hair, but it's going to happen anyway, for sure, so it would be a problem, unless he does it softly. Klomar, the Chinuch explains, shechofev sa'aro biyadav, v'chochev b'tziparnav, I could push it down with my hand a little bit. V'im naflu sa'aros b'tocha chafifa, v'apizma zeno choshesh, if a little bit falls out, by mistake, that's okay, because that's what's called a davar she'ena miskaven. As long as it might not have happened, even if it does happen in the end, it's okay. It's only if it vada would have happened, is it a problem. Right, then, that's psikreisha and davashin miskavi, not only in Hilchos Shabbos, but also in Hilchos Naziris. V'yevshar gamkein shlo yehei nishar lifnezeh, avalosorik b'masrik, but one cannot use a regular comb or a brush, because that for sure takes out hair. Good. Continuing. Ulunya bimon heges. Who is this? Noe tu and be'ezes man. Let's see what he says. Mikom makom. Yesh levarakan. Shim gilech afilu sara achas yishchai malchus aleha. Even one hair, one is going to get malchus for. But, as we're going to learn, sometimes if a Nazir is involved in something, he has to start his Naziris again. For example, we're going to learn, if he becomes Tamei Meis, he's going to have to start counting again to bring his Karbanos because he became a Nazir Tamei, and he's going to have to start again. What if he cut his hair? He does not have to start again. But if he cut most of his hair, then he has to start again. That's what the Chinuch says in the future, in the next line. Listar eno soser ela barov rosho. Klomar eno soser cheshbon yimei nizro ela imgilach rov rosho. Cutting even one hair is already the Isser D'Oraisa. But having to restart my Naziris count, that's only if I cut most of my hair. Aval gilach mi'uto, aval bisha avra alat, the tali avra rosho, even though I violated, eno soser cheshbon ayamim bekach. If we don't violate, we don't undermine the count. Good. Vino, I'll stop there for a minute. We'll do the end soon. Let's go back to some of the points that Minchas Chinuch makes. Minchas Chinuch in Oz Gimel points out that the Isser doesn't only apply to the one being shaved. What if the Nazir goes to a barber and says, "Could you please cut my hair?" The guy says, "You're a Nazir." The guy says, "I don't care. I need a haircut." He's like, "Okay." So now we're going to have two people involved in the Avera. Ukemosha Nazir Amagalech over Balavaloke. Just like a Nazir is Chayiv, and he's going to get Malchus, for getting his hair cut, Huadin Acher Hamigalech is Nazir Chayiv Malchus. If somebody does the cutting, he's Chayiv Malchus too, right? Delilah, if she had been Jewish, right, would have violated, and this is Daraisa, cutting Shimshon's hair. V'chulu, and where do you know this from? The Minchas Chinuch says, you know this based on the Gemara in the Sugis of Nazir, but also it's Mefurish by Peis. Right? We know if somebody, the Gemara says Mefurish, and the Rambam quotes it, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody cuts Peis, if somebody has their Peis cut, if somebody cuts their own Peis, men, in the place that it's Aser, both are Aser, the Makif and the Nikaf violate. And they both get Malkus if the Nikaf did something actively. It wasn't like he didn't move. If the Nikaf, let's say, moves his head to make it a little easier for the barber to cut off his payas, Rahmanul Islan, that is also an active part in the Avera, and they would both get Malkus. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says here in the fourth white line. Gabi Akafen, Digilach Lechaver, Chayavim HaMagalech, VeHamisgalech. They're both going to be Chayav. So to hear Lechore, they're both going to be Chayav, the Magalech for sure, and even the Misgalech, the Nazir, as long as he did something. If he just stood still, he didn't move, then he's not going to get Malkus, because it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. But if he continued, if he helped at all, that would be an Issa D'oraisa with Malkus. In Oz Dalet, the Minchas Chinuch talks about, interesting, the Chinuch did not mention this, there is an exception to the rule. If a Nazir has to get a haircut, L'Shem Mitzvah, so then it is Mutter. It's Mutter to get a Mitzvah haircut. When do we ever have a Mitzvah haircut? When is it ever a Mitzvah to get a haircut? Okay, an Erev Yontif, an Erev Shabbos. That's not, you don't have to do it today. You could do it yesterday also. But that's not the same. When is there specifically a Mitzvah to get a haircut? That is, as we know, a Mitzorah. A Mitzorah, if a person becomes a Mitzorah Vadai, part of the process of becoming Tahar is getting two sets of haircuts. Those haircuts, if a Nazir becomes a Mitzorah, he's allowed and he's chayiv to get those haircuts. That's not an iser. We say ase docha los ase, even though it's a los ase with an ase. The Gemara says ase docha los ase. He gets the haircut. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. The lav ze the tiklachas hutar michlalu b'tiklachas mitzvah nazir mitzora shenitar b'toch echlet the tzorach lekalech. You have to get a haircut right away, and then after 7 days to get another haircut. Elu shtei tiklachos af nazir migaleach v'shtei tiklachos alelu tzrichos lios dafka b'ta'ar v'dafka kohen tzorach lekalech. This is a mitzvah, and even though there is our los aseis involved, we say ase docha los ase. He quotes the Rambam here in Naziris in Perek Zayin Halacha Tezvav, who interestingly has a different reason than the Gemara has why it's mutter. Right, doesn't argue on the Gemara, just gives a different reason. The Gemara says it's mutter because it's a very the Nazir's, the losase of cutting the hair is a weak one because he could go to a chacham and retract on his whole Naziris. He could be shoal on his Naziris, so it's a weak one. So that's why the ase can be docha, even a losase and an ase. But the Rambam in Zayin Tezvav has a different reason why a Nazir is allowed to, because the Rambam says, after all, the days he's a Mitzorah doesn't count anyway for his Naziris. He can't count those days. It is Naziris count. So anyway, it's not counting, so you might as well, it's okay for him to get a haircut. Minchas Chinuch wonders why he gives a different reason than the Gemara gave. Either way, that is the discussion of a mitzvah haircut. Going back now to the end of the Chinuch. V'noah gisr zeh b'chol makom v'chol zman. The mitzvah applies always b'zachar v'b'nekevus. Like we said, men and women, the Torah says, could a woman be a Nazira? Sure. Ish o Isha. The Torah starts off, a woman could be a Nazira also. And he says, Shakomi Shakiba love Naziris, afilu bizman azeh, asur legalech afilu sara achas. Naziris are mitzvos that apply bizman azeh. It's not a good idea, because you can't stop being a Nazir until you bring your karbonos. Can't drink wine, get a haircut for chulu. But a Naziris, if somebody accepts to be a Nazir bizman azeh, it counts, they're a Nazir. And where did this come up? I'll read you an amazing tshuva. In the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, Chelik Ches Simin Pei. Here's the question. 1981, Nisan Tavshin Mem Aleph. This is the Shaila. La'achar tkufa arucha shaltia v'tehia. There was some Israeli that had many years of losing. He lost himself. And he went to find himself. And he was in Bombay. B'yosi b'Bombay Hodu, achar tiltulim rabim shel kama shanim bein ovdi avodah zara, right, he went to find himself in the jungles, and he met many different people. He came to a shul, Beit HaKnesses, Erev Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Lamed Vav, right, Erev Rosh Hashanah 1976. Kishe shamati es hapiyot, I heard oker v'nekat, I heard a piyot, I just started crying, and I'm like, I gotta be a Jew. I gotta be a Jew. He had an awakening. He had an epiphany at that moment in Shul and Erev Rosh Hashanah. And even though I had no idea what a Jew was and I didn't know anything about it, I said, you know what? I'm gonna get ready. I'm gonna go back to Eretz Yisrael and make my way. So, Beparshas Lech Lecha, he says, Beparshas Lech Lecha, that year, 76, I came to Eretz Yisrael and I went to my parents in Tel Aviv and there I started learning Chumash. I never had been to shul there. I never put on tefillin. You know what? I opened up the Bible. I opened up the Chumash to Parshas Naso. And I see Parshas Nazir. I'm like, hey, this sounds good. I was influenced, he says, by what I saw in the jungles and in the Prishus and not being involved in the world. So I accepted upon myself to be a Nazir. And for the next couple of years, I didn't cut my hair, even though, you know, I was Tamei Meis. I didn't focus so much on the halachas. Nechshalti b'achilas harovasi. I drank raisins and wine. And I went. He says, I found a group of people that denied Torah Shebaalpeh. They only believed in Torah Shebichsav. And we used to go around and try to bring the Mashiach, he writes. He says, we bought two white donkeys, and we used to go around by Chevron, and Banu Alem Yishalayim, Misham Alachim, Chamor, Loharim, unbelievable story. Finally, what happened? He comes to his senses, and he realizes that he wants to be a firm Jew. But he says, uh-oh, I'm a Nazir. Can't really be a firm Jew and Nazir. My kids aren't going to have normal upbringings. I can't drink wine. I can't get a haircut. What am I supposed to do? Is there any way that I could get out of this? That is the question that was asked to Minchas Yitzchak. This is one of those questions that you need the Gedolim. Right? These aren't for the minor leaguers. So the Dayan Weiss writes here, he goes through it, he says, we have to find a heter in this case, because we're trying to save a whole family, his family, his children, right? He wrote already in the letter that they didn't want to accept his kids to the school, because when the father walks in, he mamash looks like a caveman, right? And then he hasn't cut his hair in 10 years, and then he said he wanted to go to the mikvah, and when he went to the mikvah, everybody else ran out because they were scared of him. This guy just doesn't have a normal life. So he says, I have to find a heter. So he goes through and says, he says it's very mistaver to say that this wasn't a normal acceptance of Nazirus. When he accepted to be a Nazir, he had no idea what a Nazir was. This is the Ein Lecha Nazir Ta'us. Ein Lecha, you know, he had no idea what he was getting himself into at the time. So therefore, at the Lamaisa, he says, he would be Matir as long as two other great rabbis would agree with him. I don't know what happened in the end. He doesn't say what happened. But he writes at the end, because this is a big mistake and a big Ta'us, he would, again, he said, I'm not going to do it myself, but there's any two other great rabbis on the in my league, I guess he would say, that would matter with me, I would help this guy get out of his naziris. But you see, it applies even bizman hazeh. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but next time we will continue with the mitzvah asay of growing one's hair and talking about the hashkafa, some amazing thoughts about the hashkafa, about growing one's hair.